Yesterday I explained, but I don't know if you hear it two times, it will go into the mind more clearly. So it's a simple practices. Now you know that is very well known in the modern times, that mindfulness has a stress-busting effect. Even just the feeling of the leg to the ground, and the hand touching this, and the back touching to the this thing. If you feel it for some time, how you are touching, that if you had stress and worry or some kind of anxiety, that it has a dissolving effect. This is very well found now in the modern, psychology and, you know, these people. In America also, there was an article in, what is Science America, or what is this, that one magazine. So that is very well known. They have studied with MRI scan how it makes you relax, calm, just paying attention to that. Now, my friends, this is only one practice. This is called Kayagata Sati or Iriyapate in the text, this type of awareness. There are another three more. If you do that, you have to do those three to get real stress relief. Because normally now with this experience you get some stress relief, but a person who is really hungry, even a crumb piece of bread is like a biryani, right? Because for the person who has no peace at all, he get little peace, it looks like big peace. So same way, someone who is stressed out like in this kind of society, a little bit of like this, it's like nirvana. Okay? But there are ways of plunging into that deep pool of peace. Normally our brain, we have the stress area is the superficial part of our consciousness. When you go deep, when you look into inside the brain, inside the consciousness, there is a cool pond, a cool lake inside.